read that there's a pressure point. Right. Like acupuncture point on the back of cats' butt back area.
Yeah. Like on their hips?
Like when, like where their tail meets their back.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're always sticking their booty up.
Yeah.
That if you, that's the reason like being pet there is because it helps stimulate some sort of like feeling of relaxation and like calm.
And that's why scratching the, like the base of the tail. Is there anything else you want to say about that?
I didn't know you were coming at me with a microphone.
It's time for a podcast ambush. Oh, sorry, Luna. I'm in our kitchen. I was going to run a thought by you, but you are going through Target boxes. Hey, while we're here, why don't we just outline some of the Target products that Sarah's
candles.
Okay.
Because we are low on jar candles. I got two boxes of taper candles because we go through them a lot.
When you are gone, I burn so many freaking candles.
Okay. Anyway, I also got some cotton squares, some face wash, some nail polish remover, some cat food.
We're set. Okay. This weekend, you and I, and the reason I'm including you in this is because this involves you this weekend. I wanna know your thoughts. Say, the rabbit slipped down the sink into the tiniest of theses.
Oh, my God. Whoa, oh, Luna missed the table.
Sarah wants you to know that she has what crest white strips. Say these words with me.
Okay. Then.
Then.
This.
This.
That.
That.
Thank you for the turtleneck sweater.
Thank you for the turtleneck sweater.
Okay, you're fine. You can do a podcast. This weekend, you and I were at Zip's liquor store in South Minneapolis. Oh, I don't know if you can call it South Minneapolis. Technically,
yeah.
Oh, it is on Franklin, not Lake Street. So, South Minneapolis, one of the most underrated liquor stores. Yeah, but where does South start? Does South Minneapolis start on, like, once you cross Lake Street or once you cross Franklin?
I think Franklin.
Okay, so it's on Franklin. This is really riveting. I'm leaving it in here though. I think it's super underrated. It's a small spot that really gives a shit about bringing in some brilliant. Specifically, I think it has one of the best European beers. Okay, now what are you doing?
I'm prepping the boxes for recycling.
Okay, I'm gonna get to it. Oh, I'll add some. This is while you're tearing down boxes. This is a perfect spot for me to add some audio to really make it sound like I'm telling an NPR story. This weekend, Sarah and I are at Zip's liquor store, wandering around for an agave spirits tasting. We're there, and it was magical. They had the coolest selection of mezcals, tequilas, and raicias. We found ourselves in a really interesting conversation with a guy named Tyler, who works for a company called The Wine Company. And he was, we were just diving into our mutual love for agave spirits and how you and I have been just nerding out about this in 2024. And as we're talking about it, he said something fascinating. He started talking about how he even said to him, the mystery is the point of all of it. It's the things that bring up curiosities in your mind that start making you continue to want to dive into it deeper, to spend more time thinking and drinking and tasting and wondering what the hell it is that's making the taste or smell this way. And he gave an example about how for the longest time he works in wine. And he's like, wine is grape juice, essentially. And so you're going to taste fruit. So for him, he just got to the point where it was when he would taste things like when you'd get a bottle of wine and you'd start tasting things like bell peppers. Bell peppers aren't added to wine, but those noses and those characteristics would start coming out, and that mystery to him, that would be the thing that he would want to like figure out where that's coming from and what wine this is. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to like a ricea, which is that made from grass?
No, that's sotol. Ricea is agave.
Okay, so sotol is made from grass, and it has this really unique flavor. Even though it's not technically agave, it's still kind of included in agave spirits, categorized. And he was just going on talking about his fascination with the mystery of unique tastes and flavor profiles that all these hold. And I just found myself, I was sitting there and like a nerd, I walked away from you and started like writing in a voice memo. And I've realized that I've been obsessed with mystery and ambiguity in almost all my art forms. Anything I'm creating, whether it's writing or photography. I mean, specifically photography. Jeez, Luna is jumping all over the place. We ended up having a really interesting conversation about the mystery being the point in things. It's those unknown flavors. Why am I tasting this? I wasn't expecting this. That make you want to dive into whatever you're tasting longer. Because that's kind of the thing. We started talking about the similarities of, I feel like that's really similar in a ton of art forms, like mystery. Like a song, for example. You write a song and you want to paint a picture that someone can see in their mind. But if you paint if it's too hyper-specific and they aren't able to bring any of themselves and their imagination to the song,
yeah,
it ends up being really flat and linear.
One-dimensional, kind
of. Yeah. And it's when things have mystery in life. He kept going on talking about, he was saying that's the point that's the reason why we wear clothing. That's why someone in lingerie is far sexier than someone that's just buck-ass naked, is because it's the mystery that you're hiding underneath.
He said that?
Yeah. Well, he didn't say buck-ass naked. When you start really taking the time to dive in and thinking about pornography and the female body and stuff like that, you really do understand that the mystery is the No, but it is that mystery. I've been thinking about a shitload lately with photography too. If the greatest photographs, I feel like, are the ones that make you want to sit and look at them, that pull you in, that have like some ambiguity.
Shadows or distortions.
Yeah. It's a huge part of my black and white photos is wanting to hide things like crushed out, blacked out shadows. And so that has the loss of detail can add mystery to a photo. Mm-hmm. Like I've just been thinking about like, what's the least amount of information that I can give that will paint the picture to this, but still leave enough mystery in it. Even these freaking podcasts, I record these. I'm recording this with you. I'm going to edit this down. I'm going to think to myself, what's the least amount of audio I can leave in here to tell the complete idea or thought or story? Mm-hmm. Do you think about this with wine or the things you're tasting?
No, I can't think of a lot of tie-ins for myself, but I would say maybe if this works, like how I approach food. And you think about, especially, I think it's like Southeast Asian food in particular. There's going to be sour and spice and salt and sweet, and maybe it's different textures. So I think more about variety and intrigue than maybe mysteries necessarily, unless it's like cheese or something like funky and made like that. But
yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just reaching too hard for like, I love that. Like reaching out to this is the metaphor. I wanted to share this stuff because I've been obsessing about this.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.
Meow.